Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Tet, Mishnah Vav. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about a case where an avanyan, a sinner, is put to death not by the Bet Din, but by the people who are around him. Mishnah says, Hagonev et hakasva, somebody who steals a sacred keli, utensil, vessel, from the Bet HaMikdash. V'hamekalil bakosem, if somebody curses the name of Hashem, using an Avodah Zarah, for example, he says, my Avodah Zarah, and he names the Avodah Zarah, curses Hashem. And then example number three, V'habo'el Aramit, somebody who has inappropriate relations with a Arami woman, a woman who's an idol worshiper, and he has the relations with her in public, in front of 10 men of Yisrael. Then Kanain Pogin Bo, Zelats, people who are very pious and worried about the honor of Hashem, they're allowed to attack and kill all of these people. These people are undermining the sanctity, the Kiddushah, the holiness of the Jewish people. So if somebody sees them doing it, they're allowed to attack them and kill them. If a Jewish man is having relations with a idol worshiper, he's supposed to receive karet from the Shamayim, and he's also Hayav Malkut. He's going to get lashed. But that's only if he's with her privately. Here, when he's doing it publicly, he's committing a very, very egregious, very high-level sin, and therefore the Zela, somebody who cares about the honor of Hashem, is allowed to kill him. But if the sinner is defending himself and he kills that Zelot, that Kana'i, then we do not execute him for murder because we view him as he was protecting himself. So these are the three cases that a person could go, if he sees that Avera, he could go attack and stop it in order to restore the honor of Hashem. Kohen sheshimesh betumah, a Kohen was serving in the Bet HaMikdash when he was Tameh, and he was doing this on purpose. En ehav HaKohanim mevi'in oto le-Bet Din, his brothers, the other Kohanim, don't bring him to Bet Din in order for him to receive the malkut, the lashes that he's supposed to get. Ela pidhek kehuna motzi'in oto chutz la'azara, rather, the young Kohanim was just starting to grow beards. They remove him to outside of the courtyard, outside of the Azara. They don't want to have any tum'ah in the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash. Umafsi'in et moho begezirin, and they crack open his skull, his head, with wooden logs that they have over there in the Bet HaMikdash that they would use as firewood on the Mizbeach. They don't want to wait for weapons or something else to be brought. They would kill this person right away for bringing something negative to the Bet HaMikdash of Tum'ah. And again, we're talking about somebody who's trying to disgrace Hashem by doing that on purpose. Zar sheshimesh b'mikdash, if a non-Kohen served in the Bet HaMikdash, Rabbi Akiva omer behenek. Rabbi Akiva says that the Bet Din executes him by strangling him. Hachamim omrim bidei shamayim. Hachamim disagree and they say that he's put to death by Hashem. The Bet Din does not go kill him, or other people don't kill him either, and he's put to death by Hashem.